Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you boys and girls, and welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. I chose that tune, Abide With Me. If you ever watched the original movie Titanic, that's what the band played when the ship went down. I play it for all the MIAs that are still out there that have been listed as dead, and they're in some godforsaken country, believing that we have forgotten them. There's got to be one out there tonight. He may be 75 years old, but there's got to be one out there tonight. And there may be some from Afghanistan and Iraq out there also. So, having said that, I'm in the barn tonight. The New York barn. Now, having said that, not only do we have MIAs in other parts of the world, but we have an MIA in Fort Leavenworth, Kansas, and he's missing in action too. His name is Lieutenant Bahena, and he got 15 years in prison for shooting an Iraqi. And I've just readily briefly read the facts as found on Wikipedia, and you can go out on Wikipedia and look at those facts also. And you'll see he was with an associate when they had this Iraqi prisoner, and they were trying to learn about IED locations or who used IEDs to kill some of their buddies. And it got nasty, and we don't know all the facts because the prosecution, when you go up against a military court-martial, they don't intend to lose. And it's, I guess it's the same in regular courts, too. The prosecution doesn't intend to lose, so they lay as many charges on you as they possibly can, hoping as many of them stick as possibly can. And one of the great tactics is always to get a guilty as charged a person to turn against their primary objective, the one they want to make an example out of. And so they'll threaten the underling with the least important. They'll threaten him with terrible penalties, and they usually force him to make a deal. As we saw today, where an Indian college student refused to take the offer from the prosecution, and as a result had 10 years in jail hanging over his head. But he felt, and it was his right, that he was not guilty and he wasn't going to plead guilty, knowing that he was going to get a heavier sentence if he lost, which really is unconstitutional. It shouldn't. That is unconstitutional, where you present an accused with two alternatives: plead guilty and we'll go light on you, and or if you choose to fight us, we will make it hard. We will give you a heavier sentence. That's not equal justice under the law. Not to me, it isn't. So anyway, this Indian boy got a sentence today, and there were a lot of people that wanted to make an example out of him. And I said, you know, beware of the people who want to make examples out of other people. When it is their turn to be made examples out of, they usually go hysterical. But it's easy when another man's life has no effect on you whatsoever. And that issue was about a college prank that went bad, and a kid that was outed as being homosexual committed suicide and jumped off the George Washington Bridge. Do you know they have suicide nets on the San Francisco Bridge? They put them up whenever there's a bad ruling for same-sex marriage. That's no lie. You can check it out. Next time you see a bad ruling against same-sex marriage, you'll hear them announce that they're putting up the nets on the San Francisco Bridge. Anyway, this Lieutenant Behenna is rotting in a prison. And the only facts that I could glance at today, and I'm going to do some research on it, is he got 15 years in jail for murder. He was accused of murder. And I apologize to the Marine Corps. I thought he was a Marine lieutenant. It turns out that he is a U.S. Army lieutenant. And that strengthens my faith in the Marine Corps, because I couldn't believe that they would abandon one of their own. The Army is not as tough. Take it from a guy that was in it. No. But anyway, I hope that Behenna gets a second shot at freedom. And you know who suffers the most on these deals? It's the mothers. Like that Indian boy's mother today, she said that her son is a completely changed person. The life has gone out from his eyes, she said. And, of course, the parents that lost their son who jumped off the bridge, and the light has gone out from their eyes, and there are no winners in that program. And it leads me to believe that there's a lot of crap that goes on in college dorms that shouldn't be going on. You were not sent there to party. You were sent there to learn. So you wouldn't be a second-rate citizen in a second-rate country. And you have an obligation to get the most out of your education. And what father wants to spend $40,000 a year to send a daughter to college to see her down in New Orleans with her headlights hanging over the balcony working for beads? That isn't the reason a dad send daughter to college. Raise the standards, girls, and the guys will look up to you, and not because you're standing on the balcony. So another issue that's coming out now is Obama's birth certificate and how we were all conned by the party of death. And how many people were behind the hoax. And in a 2007 bio, Obama said he was Kenyan-born. And I'll read it to you from Whence I Got It. And it says, let me see if I can get up here on the top of this story, and I'll tell you what it says. And who proof positive is the blogger. It's like a blog service. In 2007, a bio, Obama and Kenyan-born. Independent investigations of Barack Hussein Obama's questionable U.S. citizenship. I can't go too fast here. Sorry about this. I've got this very small computer, and the words go right off the screen. U.S. have unearthed a trove of new evidence revealing that as recently as 2007, Barack Obama promoted himself as being born in Kenya. And I think a lot of answers lie up in Harvard, where all of the convicting documents are under lock and key until the nation goes communist. And then they will open the new Venona papers. If born in Kenya, as described in published literary references, Barack Obama would be, oh please, indisputably a British subject, just like his Kenyan father, and not eligible for the Oval Office he currently occupies. Now think of the damage that he has done if this is true. Every law that he signed is illegal. Every appointment he has made, is not an appointment. He has to step down from office. Now, do you think that these Democrats and these Republicans that are in office today are going to enforce that constitutional law? Hell no. They haven't got the guts. They haven't got the guts to do to face the truth. And the people, if this is true, the people who knew about it also took that calculation under consideration. So I just thought I'd mention that to you. We don't want to play it out too long, but we'll see what happens. And here's a little blog about the Russians and American progressives together again. This is a Tea Party blog. And it says, do you know who sent you this email? Yeah, I do. The CIA, they're trying to trap me. I might have to take the Western Union telegraph line down and relocate. It's taken forever for this thing to come up. I hate that. I may be forced to go to a tune. Let me give you a tune, and then we'll set up for the next reading. What would be a nice tune that you could enjoy? Want something patriotic? You want a Christmas tune? Oh, man, these people are killing me. Okay, the Russians and American progressives together again. I've got a slow computer. Gupta, get back on that generator bike. Let me see. I'm sorry. Forgive me on this. I'm doing this from a hidden location. This link has been disabled for your safety. Yours truly, the KGB, formerly the CIA. Here we go. Here we go. I don't even have a mouse. I don't even... Moscow-funded propaganda... Oh, RT, the Russia Today. The Moscow-funded propaganda channel, which is backing the murderous regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, as is the Democrats. 41 of them flew into Damascus on a big plane with Nancy Pelosi loaded with booze and went to visit and lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. I remember that. I have pictures. You go to my website, themediacrapmatters.us, you will see at the bottom of my blog that there are three communists sitting in Ottoman chairs around Bashar al-Assad. Uday Pelosi is one of them. She is the mother of Uday and Kusay, that she accuses George Bush of killing. And Denis the Commie Kucinich, who just got popped out of office. They drew a line in the sand, and he was on the wrong side of the sand. And then there's Bill Bainet the Babies Nelson from Florida. He blocked the door to Terry Schiavo's feeding tube room. The propaganda effort was broadcast throughout the United States and produced in collaboration with major liberal groups such as the Campaign for America's Future, MoveOn.org, and Demos, all of them Soros-funded. The host was Tom Hartman, who regards himself as the nation's number one progressive radio talk show host. The national teach-in to take back the American dream. Let me tell you, if these guys are talking about an American dream, their American dream is every church door nailed shut, every cross removed from the cemetery, every veteran not to get any benefits, anybody over 45 is to be executed. They'll cordon off Florida, they'll gas all the senior citizens, and they'll call it saving Social Security. These are the enemies of the people. So the national teaching to take back the American dream featured Robert Reich. Yeah, like his middle initial is third. Robert Reich the third. Robert Reich, former U.S. Secretary of Labor. And you know what, Robert Reich, you got to YouTube this one because you're not going to believe what I'm going to tell you. YouTube Robert Reich, no jobs for white Americans. Robert Reich, I believe, is of a Semitic descent, and he, in a speech before Congress, said with the stimulus money, be sure none of it goes to qualified construction workers, and none of it goes to white construction workers. And that's what he said. And you can Google it on YouTube, and you can listen to it, much to your chagrin. Then there's Heather McGee of Demos, Leo Hendry, a businessman and self-styled patriotic millionaire. Oh, God protect us from patriotic millionaires with wear a hammer and sickle. Natalie Foster, the CEO, founder of Rebuild the Dream. Rebuild the Dream, you mean rebuild the gulags. And Robert Borisaj of the Campaign for America's Future. Beware of communist front organizations that have the word American in them, like a Democrat Party. Nobody on the program, which also aired on Dish Network, DirecTV, and Free Speech TV Network, demonstrated any concern about appearing on a Moscow-funded channel to promote the American dream. Yeah. You know what? You want to see the American dream? Google Pol Pot and the killing fields. The Russian regime, which has a habit of murdering journalists and political opponents, has a covert and overt program of manipulation of the Western media, similar to what NBC does. That's NBC now stands for nothing but communists. Similar to what the old Soviet KGB, I think they changed the letters now. I think it's CNN. Used as the communist news network, used to specialize in, interestingly, Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin has just posted a blog on the Huffington Post. The Huffington Post took over AOL. AOL thinks they took over the Huffington Post, but it didn't work that way. It was like when Stalin faked a heart attack. And when they all thought he was dead that was standing around him, they started to curse him. And then he got off the floor and everybody went to the execution chambers. However, demonstrating sensitivity, you don't believe that story. Google it, baby. Google it. How about when, I think it was Molotov, told Stalin that his wife was Jewish, and Molotov's wife was arrested immediately. Google it, baby. Google it. And then, that he is a paid Russian agent. However, demonstrating sensitivity to the charge that he's a paid Russian agent working in the progressive movement, Thom Hartmann has refused to discuss how much the Russians pay him to air his program, The Big Picture, on RT. When I questioned him about this, he actually grabbed my camera recording his response in order to avoid being seen as stonewalling. So he's a very bad man. He's an evil man, probably a descendant of the great Rasputin. There's Putin and Rasputin. So having said that, and giving you another wake-up call, let me see what we can do about getting you a tune, and let me check and see how much time I got left and how much pro-American propaganda I can feed you with. Oh, lordy, lordy. Where do all of these windows go when I close them? This is horrible, man. Horrible. Doctor. I can't believe this. I can't believe. Did I ever sing a song about Won't You Wear Your Flag Pin, O'Reilly? You know that song? It's in my book, A Spirit of America Party. I'll buy the books, O'Reilly. I'll buy the gear. Please don't do America wrong. Remember that a rainy evening? They threw us out with nothing but a... something, nothing but a... and a pin. Patriotism's not a sin. O'Reilly, won't you wear your pin? I am really having a problem here tonight. I may commit suicide live on TV, on radio. They won't let me do it on TV. I got those little things going around, the little dots on my computer. I'm using a laptop that without an electric charge. Gupta fell off the generator bike and he quit. And that's all for Gupta. Oh, I'm not going to waste any more money on him. $2 an hour was way too much. Yeah, ever see the Democrats when they have the Mexican help out in California, you know, like Nancy Pelosi? And she'll go, here we go, we're back. And she'll go, immigration's coming. You have to leave now, Jose. Here's your $2 for the day. I love America. So do you, don't you, Jose? Yeah, Jose loves it, all right. I hear that the Mexicans are leaving the United States because there's no work. And the Mexican government is thinking of putting up a wall. Yeah, we'll do a little. I got a nice tune for you here. If I can just get it to wiggle a little bit more so I can get the arrow on it. Come on. Okay, yes, Fred, we're going to give you Elvis, the great Elvis.
Oh, beautiful, for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain.
I only got 3 minutes left.
For purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee. O beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of rain, for purple mountains, majesty above the fruited plain. America, America, God shed his grace on thee, and he crowned thy good with brotherhood of sea, the shining sea.
Okay, we've got 1 minute and 53 seconds left. You know what? I was just thinking about the upcoming November election. Wouldn't it be great if one day, just one day, this year, every American came together with his flag and his cross if he's a Christian, and we all got together and we all voted as Americans on November the 6th and got rid of this Muslim communist. We bypass all the race issues, all of the gay issues, all of the anti-Semitic issues, all of the anti-Christian issues. We put them all aside just for one day and bring our country back to life. I was watching the building of the Empire State Building, and I got to tell you, we have no idea where we came from and how hard the greatest generation worked so that we could sit around and complain about secondhand smoke and demand no salt on the table. We are in bad shape. And I was watching them build that Empire State Building, no hard hats. And across the street, they had 3,400 guys on the job. And across the street were lined up guys. You know what it was an unemployment line. And you know what they were waiting for? The guys across the street were waiting for somebody to fall off the building so that they could go and apply for the job. That's how bad it was here. They were making $15 a day. That was good money. The water boy was making $5 plus tips a day. And they were making good money. You think about that. If you see that documentary, Building the Empire State Building, you should watch it and see where we've come from. And stop listening to all these communists that are telling you how bad you got it and you're a second-rate citizen and nobody likes you. Let me tell you something. When the poop hits the fan, we all got to come together. Like Ben Franklin said, gentlemen, either we will... if we don't stick together, if we don't hang together, surely we will all hang separately. And that's how the communists work. They divide and conquer. And the party that does that the most is the Democrats. I call them Democamos. Get out of that party. It has no God and it has no country. Get out of it. I'm not saying the Republicans are the answer. Build your own party. But make sure God and country are part of it. And there's one flag, and the price has been paid for the blood on that flag and the spirit. And we got to stick together because nobody's going to take us in when we go down and out. Nobody. Have a nice night.